Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have woken us up and stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this sleepy evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Go ahead and stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Pull down on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, are we awake yet?
I must apologize. I'm a little moody when I wake up.
Well.
Wait.
As opposed to normal? Well, we thank you all for joining us on episode 34, Snoozing Through Walt Disney World.
I can't help but feel I'm an inspiration for this show.
You definitely are.
I mean, that's the reason we're doing the show.
I feel like we thought it was one thing you could like elaborate on and not be like, yeah, I'm not waiting for that.
This is your show, Derek. It's like buffets and sleeping.
Yep. Are we talking about buffets?
I don't know.
It might as well get brought up. So it is a special Thursday bonus episode, and we thought we'd have a little fun today. And obviously, at Walt Disney World, vacation can be a very tiring vacation, can it, Craig?
That's why I always look at it as a trip and not necessarily vacation, because vacations you think of relaxing. Disney, you don't. I mean, you could relax, but most of the time you don't relax because it's going nonstop to get your money's worth. So I would say this is one of those things that you need to plan for to get your rest at the most optimal times.
And we do want to thank our sponsors for this episode.
We don't have a sponsor.
I think I'm going to get them to sponsor this.
Okay.
One. It makes too much sense.
Okay.
And we do want to thank our sponsors for this episode, Snooze Snacks, for their fantastic product that they have to help you sleep well and snooze on.
And I'm glad you point out to me you need to eat the Snooze Snack 30 minutes to 45 minutes before you plan to go sleep. I ate one the other day and just laid down. I couldn't really tell a difference.
But you laid down and went to sleep.
Yeah,
right?
I did go sleep, though.
Yep. The all-natural sleep aid remedy. You can visit them at snoozesnack.com to find out more and even order your own Snooze Snacks. We thought we'd have a little fun today. Derek, are you still with us?
Yeah. Hey.
We thought we'd have a little fun, and we'd let you lead us through the parks, Derek, and we could each share some places where, you know, again, as Craig said, it's not a vacation, it's a trip, but at some point you got to catch up on your rest, and sometimes your body may do that whether you want it to or not, and you'll find yourself dozing off. So we're going to kind of discuss some places where if you need a power nap, if you need some rest, where in the parks can you find it? We've alluded to this before, especially Derek. And so we're going to start, I believe, in Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
We may even touch on some hotels, not your room. In other words, if you got to get a nap but you're not near your hotel room, where are you going to go? So, Derek, start us off. Hollywood Studios, where are you snoozing?
At the studios, there's not really any good places that I've found outside of a singular attraction. And for right now, it is the Little Mermaid attraction. It's a short nap. You won't have a chance to really get good and sleep and snore. So it's a good resting spot. Maybe not necessarily to get a good deep sleep. It's going to be a 5 to 10 minute quick nap to kind of get in.
The Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Now, does the rain bother you? Because there is some rain effects in that attraction. Does that prevent you from sleeping?
No, just a couple of times I woke up and my pants were wet.
Does that happen often?
Or you were slobbering?
Craig, can you think of... Now, I don't think you nap a lot in the parks, Craig, or doze off.
Well,
I don't either, but where would you nap in Hollywood Studios if you could?
No pun intended, but I would probably get one in One Man's Dream. But, you know...
That was.
Is that the? That's not the name of it anymore.
It's not.
It's the name of the movie, I think.
Right, but I mean, I really enjoyed all that history stuff with Walt. But that was a good place to get you a quick nap in there.
And when that film is showing, it's a good film, but it's also it's not that exciting.
Right.
And it's
right.
not just
if you've seen them once, then you've right. seen it. So,
but, and it's easy to kind of doze off.
And the
there.
Key is always these are air conditioned.
They are. Yep. And I have slept through that too. So I did. I forgot about that one.
Of but course it, you have.
It's not going all the time though.
No.
Again, I'm not a big napper in the parks, but I guess I was kind of thinking outside the box. I'm looking at a couple of different dining establishments where I think you could grab a quick snooze. Over at the Fairfax Fair, Catalina Eddie's Rosie's All-American Cafe, they're on Sunset Boulevard. I know we ate there the last time and enjoyed some maple bacon whoopie pie and a carrot cake cookie, mm-hmm. but they've got those little picnic areas,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times those aren't uncrowded. You can kind of get toward the back and maybe find some quiet rest, especially in the afternoon when not many people are eating. And another one I looked at was, if it's open, the upstairs portion of Pizza Rizzo, because I don't know.
Ooh.
Pizza Rizzo has limited hours because it's not all that popular now. I think that'll change when Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens. But if the upstairs area of Pizza Rizzo is open, you may have it to yourself. And the upstairs balcony area, sit out there, catch a little breeze, and put your head down. Now, you can't lay, I don't think they're going to let you lay down on a table. But the picnic benches, you may be able to over at Fairfax Fair. But those are a couple of other options if you're looking for just a quiet area away from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give those a try.
I'm all about the air conditioning, though, too. So
I've got another one.
Uh-oh.
Muppets.
Can you nap in there?
Yeah.
I guess so.
That one's... for me, that one's far too entertaining to sleep.
It is. I mean, it is. There's a lot of noise and things going on. But, I mean, if you're tired, it's a cool place, and you can nap pretty easy there, too.
Yep. Another place... right outside the exit of Rock and Roller Coaster, there's some, it's not a bench, but it is a little ledge. And if, you know, there's a lot of coming and going through there, but you can lay down on one of those ledges and nobody would probably bother you. I'm not going to bother a sleeping person.
Or down past Disney World. The Tower of Terror, you know, where we would catch the express transportation.
Yes.
There's a lot of dead places down there where you can kind of hang out.
Yeah. So there's a few options.
We're just.
What about riding the Tower of Terror? Can you nap there?
I have never been able to, but I mean, it would be
worth a shot. If anybody could, Derek.
Yes, Derek could.
But Derek.
Hey,
you still here?
What?
He probably sleeps in the line of Rock and Roller Coaster.
He probably.
Sir, you have to move. We have a line moving here.
Y'all knew more than I did.
Well, we're just looking anywhere where maybe some you could find some quiet.
Time.
You've kind of found your little places to sleep, and that's where you always go. You must.
Yeah, that's true too.
Go to places.
There's no. Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
How about we head over to the Animal Kingdom?
Are we gonna go over to Animal Kingdom, riding the bus, sleeping on the bus on the way over?
Yes, we'll take a nap on the bus.
Okay.
And then, Craig, where are you gonna nap?
I'll tell you where I have actually napped at Animal Kingdom, Rafiki's Planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at in Rafiki?
I was just going back there and got off to the side and laid down on the floor. I was zonked and just kind of laid out there. And I actually slept there for a little
bit. And nobody bothered you?
Nobody bothered me.
And it's carpeted?
It's carpeted and cool. Nice and cool. So
that's a wonderful idea.
Do they have the rooms with the headphones?
They do.
There?
Yes.
That would be ideal.
They do.
Because they'll put like, it's like animal noises through the headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be.
I mean, it was.
There you go.
They were right there. It was probably 100 degrees outside.
You've given Derek
an idea.
Because I've listened to it.
And Boone can have a ball in there while you're sleeping.
Because there would be tons of people to watch him, too. Yeah.
That's a great idea, Craig.
Well, thank you.
I like that one, yeah.
And plus, you have a relaxing train ride out there.
Mm-hmm.
If only they'd let you stay on the train like they do at Magic Kingdom. Derek, you got any others?
They're all going to be outside, aren't they, pretty much there? Because I've tried to sleep in Nemo, and that wasn't happening in
those benches,
in those seats.
No,
yeah.
Too uncomfortable.
And you can't do it in Lion King, because there's no backs to them, really.
Yep.
So I think there's some, back towards Dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
There's some, I don't know if they have seating, but I know that, like before they have the ledges where you could sit and lay on. Pretty much, and it gets kind of shady back in there next to Dinosaur. So
yeah,
so that wouldn't be too bad.
I thought you meant shady, like kind of dangerous.
Well, that too, especially if I walk up on
shady.
Somebody.
Yeah, I think you know, just looking here at the map, there's where they have the Dino Sue replica. right there as you enter the Ride Dinosaur, I think there are some benches there that you can relax on. Another place, I will say, head over to the Oasis, which is where right where you enter the park. There are some little pathways there, and we've actually sat there. I remember when Bruin was really little, we sat there and fed him because it was so secluded. Most people, are when they come in, they're trying to get into the park, but if you kind of duck down one of those little pathways, there are some benches that you can lay there and, you know, hear the sounds of nature and relax, and I don't think anybody's going to bother you there either. So,
what about Rainforest Cafe? Could you sleep in there? But, the servers probably wouldn't like that, would they?
Probably not, if I had to venture
a
guess.
I think Restaurantosaurus could be one. Because it's, I don't think it's very busy.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a lot of little smallish rooms. Yeah. And I think those could be, if you're not just all out laying down, I think you might be okay to just kind of rest your head against the wall or something.
It'd be hard to sleep on the safari too.
Probably.
It's a little bumpy.
A lot of bumps. Any other ones?
I can't think of anywhere else there.
I think one place now, you get scorched doing this probably, but I think they, don't they let you, like, people that want to sit in the seating area
yes.
of Rivers of Light?
Yep.
It's open throughout the day. So if you want to go down there, you can have as much room as you
That's
want
right.
to kind of spread out and take a nap. Again, you'll get scorched by the sun if it's in the hot part of the day because there is no shade there.
There is not.
So
we've let Boone play in there.
And if you're like,
running up and down to the stairs on our last trip.
If you're like me, I can't nap when I'm hot. So that may not be a good option for you, but there's not going to be much foot traffic down there. So. Maybe an option for you, maybe not. Oh, man. Go for a nap right now.
This is a long show. We're only like...
Oh, hey. Come on, guys. Keep it together. 10. Hey. Craig, wake up. Craig.
Sorry.
Oh. So, anything else in Animal Kingdom?
Hey, pretty much anywhere you can get comfortable is going to be a nap time. So
that's true. We're just hopefully offering you some quiet places. Places where you may have a little more room as well. How about Epcot? What about Epcot, gentlemen? Derek, I know you've mentioned some Epcot sleeping spots before, but go ahead and rehash those.
The American Adventure is my number one go-to.
And you said
air-conditioned.
You said you've never
seen a complete
seen the
show.
Whole show.
Correct. I'm out. I'll get two or three scenes in and I'm done.
He's done, Craig.
I don't think I've ever seen the Statue of Liberty part except for in a picture.
So American Adventure is your top spot in Epcot, Craig?
It is. And outside of that, if you get at the theater, if it's not too awfully hot outside, the outdoor theater right outside American Adventure.
Ooh, yeah.
When a show's not going on.
Yeah. And there's some shaded areas there, too.
If you get up close to the stage, yeah.
That is called the America Gardens Theater.
Okay. And that one you could lay down on those benches, I think so.
Nothing says America more than taking a good nap.
Just check your times, Gad.
Yep. Don't wake up to have someone singing in your face. America! For me... Just looking at Epcot, and Craig, you may remember this. There is a place up in Future World. I guess it would be Innovations West. Not, you know, it's the building where...
Behind Club Cool?
No, it's the other half of the building. The same building where you can meet Baymax
mm-hmm.
and Joy and Sadness.
Yep.
And they used to have the Visa card meet over there. But I remember, Craig, your family and our family went there one time trying to kill time waiting for a Fast Pass to open. And there's this whole big carpeted area. It is cool as a cucumber, and you can just spread out. There are benches. You can lay on the floor.
It's perfect.
And nobody goes back there because there's no attractions in that building now, at least in that part of the building.
And it's not just cool. It's cold.
It is phenomenal. I think now that I think about it, I think of all the places in Disney World that I've been in a theme park, that is probably the best because there's no reason for anybody to go there.
No.
And so it's going to be quiet. It's going to be cool. And you're going to have plenty of room.
Does it honestly smell bad?
It smells like
the hallway behind Club Cool. That one smells awful.
Yeah, Innovations West has that odor. But once I've been in there for about 2 minutes, stop.
You get used to it.
And also, for those with young children, it's a great place to let your kids just run.
Yes.
I mean, lay down there, let your kids, and it's nice and cool. It's a great rest place. I mean, I'm glad you thought of that one. Yeah. It is awesome.
I haven't even been in that since.
You need to, Derek, you may rank it above American Adventure after that. Just lay your head
I'm
on
excited.
Your
You're going to rank Did you it. Hear that giggle? That was
right.
Hey, I'm excited.
Lay your head on that backpack.
Rachel will rank it above Ellen.
That used to be
Rachel's go-to spot, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was, because there won't be any dinosaurs.
Derek's not excited about riding the newest rides or trying the newest snacks. It's now
he's paying all this money.
Rachel, we're going to Disney World to try this snack.
He's paying all this money to go sleep.
I can't wait.
I've got to start getting an afternoon flight or something.
All right.
You need to start Rachel, taking vitamins, what you need to do.
Rachel, we're going to rope drop Epcot. We're going to go straight to Innovations West, into that hallway, and stay there from 9 to
Interventions.
Noon. Interventions. We cannot advocate for you spending money on a park ticket to just nap there. Please disregard Derek's advice.
Okay, I've got one.
You got any in Epcot?
Spaceship Earth.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
That's tough, but it's easy to sleep in that. I mean, because you're slow moving.
It is.
Especially on the way down.
And you're thinking about history and the Phoenicians.
Thank the Phoenicians.
Yeah. See?
And then you're like, oh, crap.
Something's on fire. Oh, wait, that's right.
Rome is burning.
Yeah, the Spaceship Earth for me, though, it always seems to stop a lot when I'm on it. And when it stops, I get really hot. So it's
that's
because
you're in there with Rome burning or when the... No, I tell you, a good place...
Or I got a kid on my lap.
If it gets stuck when they're killing the elephants or the...
They're hunting the...
Yeah, that one's always cold. Yeah.
The mammoths.
Right? Yeah, if you just get stuck right there.
Yeah, because the snow's coming down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anywhere else, Derek, in Epcot?
I'll tell you some places that are hard to sleep in at Epcot is all the O Canada and the...
Reflections of China.
They won't let you lay down.
Right.
They won't let you sit down.
Yeah, they won't let you sit down. You got to stand up against those...
Stand up, please.
Yeah.
I think a good one is the... It's kind of loud, so not necessarily crazy, but it's always going to be cool, and it's going to be in the Seas Pavilion.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any nooks or crannies in there that kind of to get around. But
well, I think if you take an elevator upstairs, it's a little less crowded. I don't know about benches or anything like that, but yeah, you can always find a good spot on the floor. But I'm telling you, Derek, Interventions West.
I'm going to be there.
You will.
Yeah,
love it.
We can't top that. I mean, there's.
Do they have that for a Fast Pass?
They should. Another one is it, and now I would not nap here, but my eyes have gotten heavy. I love the attractions. Impressions de France is a 20-minute movie where you do get to sit down, Craig.
Ooh.
Have you seen that, Craig?
I have not.
Have you?
It's a good one.
You've seen it. I love Impressions de France. Craig, I can't believe you haven't seen Impressions de France. We were supposed to see it last summer.
I did not.
When Derek said, hey, we need to watch all the World Showcase movies, and we proceeded to watch none of them. Anyways.
That's this summer's.
Impressions de France. Great soundtrack. Very relaxing. Easy to get a nap there. Now, Sissy has before, I know.
Y'all expect me to say this, but Captain EO was a good place to take a nap, too. Because it was awful.
The seats were rocking.
I don't care.
And you would
get
a headache. You could get a headache while taking a nap in Captain EO.
And Ellen. I don't know how you slept in Ellen. It was...
Over.
The energy adventure.
Yeah.
I didn't. Rachel did. Then.
Are there any more in Epcot?
Oh, there's tons in Epcot. Odyssey Center.
That's right.
If it's open during a non
festival. But the craft beer thing.
Yeah, that's the Odyssey Center that's over there.
This music is.
It's doing it. It's doing its job. What about the exit to Figment? Is there enough? I don't know how big it is. I can't remember.
The Image Works area. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a floor you can lay on.
It's a big space.
The downside of that is it can get kind of loud with the kids running around doing stuff.
There's lots
of
activities in there.
There is some room to stretch out, I suppose.
What about going in the parking lot and finding an open car?
That's what Craig does. He goes back and searches to see if there's any cars that are unlocked. Oh, goodness.
I guess you could sleep on the tram. On the monorail. Does anybody ever tell you to get off the monorail?
No, you don't have to get off the monorail.
You could sleep on the monorail. Yeah. I think one more for me, and then I think I'm done with Epcot. And I got to spend a little time back in Canada. There's a couple of little benches back in, you know, nobody really goes up into Canada.
With the waterfalls and all that.
Yeah, most people go into the entrance to the O Canada show, mm-hmm. but there are a couple of benches back there, and you got the nice relaxing waterfall that you can hear, and there's very, very little foot traffic. I remember I had a nice cronut and some milk up there. Nice cup of milk on a 95-degree day, but Yeah, I mean, it's relaxing. It's uncrowded. And
buttermilk.
Not buttermilk. Oh, goodness.
And there's always good places to lay down, like in Italy and in
Morocco. Morocco.
So there's some good places. But the ultimate quiet ones, I mean, Derek is getting tickets today.
I'm all inspired.
Well, anytime you're outside, you're looking for places with shade or a breeze. And so there's a lot that goes into finding the perfect. No.
Matthew, right here.
Oh, sorry.
What if you go drink a bunch of Beverly and just lay down in there?
Then you're going to be belching the whole time.
Or you'll die. One of the two. I don't know.
Hey, let's get on the monorail and go to sleep and travel over to Magic Kingdom.
Sounds like a plan, Craig. Derek, where do you nap?
My question right now, real quick, is how many people have gone to sleep already listening to this because it's so riveting?
Doesn't that happen every episode?
Oh, that's true.
Now, Magic Kingdom, I think out of all these, Magic Kingdom is the hardest just because
of so many people.
Yeah, there's one crowded everywhere.
There's one go-to.
Astro Orbiter.
No, it's where Derek didn't go.
Where?
Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes there. But he sleeps.
Usually I don't. I've only been there a few times, but it's definitely. I'm zonking out. I've slept through Tiki Birds.
You got to admit, too.
Enchanted Tiki, whatever.
Morgan Freeman have the perfect voice to sleep to, too.
So where? But what's your top nap spot?
My top nap. I mean, it's not cool, but it's relaxing. It's in the grass area around the hub. It's really surprising how relaxing that can be when the parade is not there.
Right.
We sat there for an hour and a half one day, just me and Rachel when she was pregnant. And we both took a 45, 50 minute nap and just chilled. And I sat there and took pictures of my feet pointing at the castle.
And then when you woke up, everything had been stolen.
No, because I had my stinky shoes around.
Oh, we don't want that.
Probably a good place to nap would be It's a Small World, but who can nap with that music?
That's true. I find it beneficial to go up into the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse and climb in one of the bedrooms and just sleep.
That
in
would
one of
be
the beds.
Nice.
Yeah, they could sell that.
I've said for a long time, like when we would go to Kings Island, I would say if they would sell, like for $20 an hour or $10 an hour, these little apartments, all I have is a bed and air conditioning. They could make
a killing.
Yes,
they tried that. The cabanas.
Really? They did it. They did over in Tomorrowland, and they were such an eyesore.
But
how much were they though?
Were they air conditioned?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But they were ridiculously expensive.
I mean, it was like $800 a day or something.
$800. I guess I'm thinking about a theme park that does not have the resort, because you just go back to your resort rather than pay that.
Right. Any others in Magic Kingdom?
It's funny. Magic Kingdom is harder than Epcot.
To me, Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom are the two toughest.
If you could go up into one of the stores on Main Street and get in a circle of clothes. Right.
we're really not helping people here in Magic Kingdom. I do have one that
there,
I think is...
I mean, there's some quiet spots. Like, there's a little... Right outside of Pirates, there's a little pathway that has several benches.
Yeah.
It's a good quiet area.
Any of those benches outside Pecos Bill on the side towards Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
There's nobody usually ever sitting there.
Yeah, next to Tortuga.
Well, or even right inside the building.
And one that I think is great, I've never really taken the time to do it, is on Tom Sawyer Island, they have these rocking chairs kind of around the exterior of the island. And if you can get on the side opposite of where the sun is at that time of day and sit in a rocking chair, I mean, it doesn't get much more relaxing. Because, again, there's not a lot of people over there. It's not nearly as loud and hectic as the rest of the park. So find a rocking chair on Tom Sawyer Island or go in, is it Injun Joe's Tunnels, I think, on Tom Sawyer Island and just get lost in there.
We did get lost for a few minutes, didn't we?
We did. But I'm going to go. That's probably my number one at Magic Kingdom. If I had to get a nap, was just head over there, get on a rocking chair and snooze it out. Or ride the Liberty Square riverboat.
Feel her magic.
Yeah.
PhilharMagic would be a good. I was trying to think
except
of more
the water.
Theater. Yeah, yeah, but more theater type. I mean, really, there's not a lot of sit down places that are quiet,
right?
As much in
there is a big one in Tomorrowland, and what is that, Derek?
Oh, that would have to be the Carousel of Progress.
Indeed, it is,
and that is snooze snack time for me.
And especially when it gets stuck.
I've never been stuck in there. I've been
staying there like an hour.
Yeah, we got stuck in there and it showed the same show like three times.
But that's, it's one I really, it's one of the few that I do try to stay awake through.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always happen.
If you're looking for somewhere just to sit down, the train's always good. I wouldn't say much sleeping, but I'd say just to sit down and rest. And again, you can ride around there 15 times if you want to, but just a good rest.
I think you probably could get some sleep if you get a row all to yourself and stretch out. No reason why you couldn't take a nap there. I was going to mention the train. Another one, there's a place in Storybook Circus. A lot of times it's used to meet different characters. I think this year at a party it was used to meet the Seven Dwarves. But it's one of those big top tent areas, and there's nothing really in there. I think at one point in time you could make fast pass reservations there. But I think now they just have some random chairs. It's like in the very back corner of the park, and nobody really goes up there. It's next to Pete's silly sideshow. Excuse me. So that may be a place to seek out if you're looking to take a snooze.
And I've got one more spot.
Uh-oh.
Again, not a necessarily quiet place with lots of seats, but definitely a place that's off the beaten path is right there off Main Street, that street that goes off to the right as you're halfway up Main Street.
Center Street,
yeah. It's quiet, dead end. And it's kind of neat, too, because you got to listen. You can hear
tap dancing
going on for the tap dancing classes and different things like that. So,
you know, I'm always one of those. I wish I spent more time on Main Street kind of looking at that stuff and checking it out. And I just always kind of see it as a means to end of getting from point A to point B.
I think next time, just us three taking a trip, we need to do a behind the scenes tour.
Thanks. And you're paying, correct? Thanks, Craig.
I'll be all for it. I think we would enjoy it. And I again, that history stuff, I think, is really, really interesting. And that was part of when we did that. The guy kind of explained all the names on the windows and all that. I really enjoyed that.
I think we've covered quite a few places to snooze in Walt Disney World, which can only mean one thing.
What's that, Matthew?
Grinning.
So, Derek, it is your turn. What is your grim, grinning greatness question for the day?
After discussing all of these places to kind of rest and relax in the parks, outside the parks, do you have, besides maybe where you're staying, do you have a resort that you would have ever taken a nap in or could recommend for a good siesta, be it a hotel or a resort or anywhere, golf course? Where you would recommend taking a nap. So since I'm going first, I'm going to recommend, I've taken a few naps at this one at the Polynesian. I feel a good nap outside the parks should mandatorily include a deluxe hotel.
Uh-huh.
Their couches are really top notch and it doesn't matter. It's not Motel 6.
Yeah,
Craig would have you believe. It's not Motel 6 busy. If you go upstairs.
He'll never live that one down.
If you go upstairs before Ohana opens,
uh-huh.
It's really.
Oh, those seats are comfortable.
It's really good to sit outside that bar up there and they just kind of wrap you up and snuggle you.
Do you pay someone to do that?
It does cost a little.
Who is this they?
It's the seat.
Turn down service.
So that's my Polly. It doesn't matter upstairs, downstairs. You're not going to get.
Huh?
Yep, it's a good one.
Well, you know me. I'm going to say Wilderness Lodge. You know, in that huge lobby, which is quite busy. You go up to like the third, fourth, or fifth floor, and they have these chairs in front of various fireplaces. Now you may be thinking it's Florida. It's going to be hot. You're not going to be hot in front of the fireplace. You're going to be comfortable. And so sitting in front of one of those fireplaces, taking a little snooze. And it's just, oh man, you're in Magic Kingdom and 20 minutes later you're sitting in front of a fireplace and you're just, it relaxes me right now just thinking of it. Now, especially if you go down to the Boulder Ridge Villas in that lobby, there's all kinds of chairs there and not hardly any people in the middle of the day. So I'm with you, Wilderness, Deluxe Resort, and I tend to think of a Deluxe Resort close to Magic Kingdom for whatever reason, because I guess that's, you know, the most chaotic park a lot of the times.
And the boat ride can really get you set up, can set you up for a good nap.
The boat ride starts that process of relaxation, and it. Yeah,
I don't know that
nice.
The monorail would do that.
And even now, they have some couches out by the water there on Bay Lake. at Geyser Point Bar and Grill. And if nobody's eating there, you can sit in those couches, and it's very nice as long as there's a nice little breeze going. So, Craig, what about you?
Man, that's kind of tough. I think Derek kind of got mine, any of those seats in, up in around Ohana. I mean, they're
He doesn't mean that.
Even when there's people there, I mean, it's still easy to take a nap. Probably I'm going to say just my experience at Caribbean Beach, because it is such an expansive resort. A lot of those places are secluded. You're walking down by the beach, and they've got the beach chairs and things like that. You can easily take a good nap there. And I think
the hammocks.
And the hammocks, that's right.
I forgot about the hammocks. Good call.
Now, it's not 12 noon. Take a nap, or you'll be, I mean, you'd just be smothering, but afternoon when there's
it'd be a nice sunset.
Yeah, and the breeze is blowing. I think that I could see myself napping there right now. Good question.
Well, that's all I got.
And you know, you mentioned the bus earlier, but let's not forget, sometimes you're so exhausted that that bus nap is the best sleep you'll get.
We've got lots of pictures of our kids sleeping on the bus on the way home, way back to the resort. Yeah.
Well, guys, I am in a total state of relaxation. I think I'm going to go get me a good nap right now. I mean, we woke ourselves up to record this, but I think I'm going to try to get back into that deep sleep.
I took a snooze nap before we started, so it's about to kick in.
Yep, it'll kick in now, and it looks like Craig has drifted on off to sleep. We better wrap this up. Thank you for listening on today's Thursday bonus episode. Join us again Monday as we'll be talking about Hollywood Studios Fast Pass planning. So, remember, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
You would like to join our jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Okay, here we go.
You didn't do anything.
What does he need to do?
He does the blowout. He does the blowout.
I did the breathing. Yeah, he did that, and then I go.
Oh, I thought that was him.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
And natural laxative.
No, it's not.
Go on to sleep. I'm not.
What was it? Was that Morgan Freeman, Tennessee Bear?
Andy Dufresne.
Tennessee Bear, Andy Dufresne.
Big Al.